Save big money on everything. Now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, Bird Gang. This is your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JBNB Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Yes, baby, that's right. Episode 214 of the JB and Benny Blue Review. And ooh-wee, the valley hot, baby. Yes, indeed. You see the PPA tapping with our
Benny,
sponsors.
Hey, yo, Benny, check this out, man.
Pow, pow, pow.
I ain't rocking nothing but Valley Boys Association all summer,
I love
bro.
It. Speak you know like what I'm saying? Zach and Cody, baby.
All summer, I'm rocking it, man. Like, all summer, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about tanks. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything, bro. I'm rocking it all summer, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I hope the Valley Boys listen, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, look, we're going to make sure we shoot y'all a little bread, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all are sponsored, but we want to make sure y'all cool. But,
that's right.
Hey, I need that whole summer wardrobe.
I'm talking about summer tank tops. Fit.
I'm talking about tank tops. I'm talking about the shorts showing, you know what I'm saying, the lower cut shorts with the thigh hanging out. You know what I'm saying? With the Valley Boys Association across the top and front.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I need the hats. Yep. I need the hats. I need the dad cap. I need all that, man. We repping hard, man. We repping hard this summer.
We are. Well, viewers, if you want to cop your own, check out our premier clothing sponsor, Valley Boys Association, valleyboysassociation.com. Use code podcast22 for 20% off your order at checkout. Also, make sure to tap in with our guy. It's timdebuy.com. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, text review to 515-444-7003, and Tim can hook you up with a new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. Follow him at It's Tim to Buy on Instagram. Make sure to tap in with us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media, and tap in with the YouTube channel. We got the shorts going up there at this point. Dr. T, what up? We appreciate you.
What up, Tim?
It's timtobuy.com, baby. That's right. And of course, make sure to follow us. Follow JB at 73KingJB73 and yours truly at Betty Blue Eyes. Also, JB, breaking news, because we got the content pop. We're getting the views and followers already.
Oh, crazy.
Check out our brand new TikTok page, baby. That's right. We are on TikTok. We send all types of clips from the show. Whatever you want, we got it. We are putting up on our new TikTok
ticking
page.
Ticking and talking. You know what I'm saying? We are ticking and talking. Look, Benny going to do some TikTok dances too. So, you know, so y'all tune in.
Get the gritty, baby.
Look, Benny and motherfucking Patrick Mahomes' brother going to be doing a TikTok dance on our
hell
page.
Hell
so.
No. No, thank you.
Y'all make sure to tune in.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Listen, if you miss a live stream, all good. Tap in with us on the podcast forum, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Like, share, subscribe. 5-star review. Of course, we are live streaming out of the desert, casualsports.com. And of course, our family over at the Believe Podcast Network, including our special guest, will be joining us in just a moment. And Dr. Bridges, Burning Bridges. Yes. If I'm not mistaken, were you off last night? I was looking for it at AAT Sports. Yeah.
So what it is that we are offsetting this thing. You know what I'm saying? So we got to where we're offsetting. So we'll be off this week, and we'll be back on this week. Because, again, right here, the JB and Benny Blue, we're on this week, but we'll be off next week. So
correct.
I'm offsetting it to where I can have, you know what I'm saying, one night off a week for a podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be able to enjoy my Tuesday night 1 week and my Wednesday night another week. But, you know what I'm saying, that way we'll be able to make sure everything stays rich to content. You know what I'm saying? It's going to keep coming on both ends. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know how we do it in the offseason. We say the offseason because once football season is over, you know what I'm saying, it's pretty much the offseason for us. Of course, we cover NBA basketball. We cover boxing. We're going to talk a little more about the strike baseball, you know what I'm saying, and what they got going on. And so, but we just want to make sure we keep that good content coming for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like tonight, you know what I'm saying? Got a special guest. We're going to talk a little more about, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, indeed. Coming up, talking about them Suns, baby. The Valley Hot getting some
the
NBA
best team
shit.
In the motherfucking NBA.
In the league, baby.
Bitch.
You know, so we're talking about, of course, talking about the Juwan Howard kerfuffle there. You know what I'm saying? You see the Block M, NFL, Brian Flores, XFL, USFL on a whole lot of mo, just like Dr. T did at any point, whether you're tapping in on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, drop in a comment or question. We will get to it. And, of course, sponsorship. Questions, hate mail, hit us up, JB and Mabel Review at gmail.com. All right, We ain't going to hold this man much longer. He's been on the show a couple times now. He is our guy. He is a part of the CasualSports.com, Case Around Arizona family, and the Believe Podcast Network. You can check him out on the Coast to Coast podcast, and he's doing Suns postgame on 98.7 here in the desert. Without further ado, joining us live from the East Coast, baby, it is our guy, the one, the only, Flex from Jersey. That's right, sir. How you doing?
My boy.
Jersey Flex in the house was popping.
It's popping, wow. Man. Hey, I'm chilling with my Brodies tonight, man. This is
no
fun,
doubt.
Man.
We got to get you a Valley Boys Association.
Hey,
shirt,
I was about to tell you, Valley Johnny, Boys Association, man. I need it, baby. I got to come out here rep on the East Coast.
Oh,
man.
We in there. Trust me. We got you.
I'm going to get in there. Yeah. I got to get some stuff, man. That's fire.
We got you, man. Yes. We got you, bro.
Yes, yes. Valley Boys, listen, Flex reps the Suns probably about as hard as anybody out there east of the Mississippi, all right? So lace him with that Valley
Let's
shit.
Let's go. Valley Boys Association. We out here on the East Coast, baby. Let's run it up.
That's right.
So look, as JB alluded to, the Suns are indeed in the number one spot, and that's word ludicrous. There's been some things happening post All-Star break. So, look, I know you were covering a little bit with James Jones' press conference earlier today. Of course, tapping with Flex. But Chris Paul, the right thumb injury, out for a possible 6 to 8 weeks. You know how that goes. Might be a little bit less, might be a little bit more. In your mind, how do you think they need to adjust their rotation to maintain that number one spot in the West? Sir Flex?
Yo, I think it's a blessing in disguise, guys. I really do. Speaking with my peoples that I rock with the organization and the ball players, man, listen, these guys got a lot of incentive here. And I think it's a blessing in disguise because I think Book is going to come into this and say, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to get back on that MVP map and make my old NBA push. I got 250 M's on the line here. So Book's motivated to go in there and do what he got to do. Then you got a guy like DeAndre Ayton that's been hearing all the time that he's a product of Chris Paul. Well, guess what? Now he gets to go out there, play without Chris Paul, put up good numbers, and say, hey, I am a max guy. You know what I mean? I'm going to earn that. Then you got a guy like Mikal Bridges that's been averaging almost 20 a game over the last nine. There you go, right in the background, baby. That's family, right? So you know, he go out there.
He's 2.0.
Yeah, now I call him Young Scotty, man. You know what I mean? He go out there, he play ball. He's got an opportunity to elevate his status now and make people think about what he could potentially be next year. You add Aaron Holiday, you got Campaign coming back, you got Shammy coming back. You got a bunch of pros, man. So I think they straight. It's a blessing in disguise, man. And then Chris Paul gets to rest the wheels for 4 to 6 weeks. You know what I mean? And going to this 2-month playoff run with full energy, full throttle, ready to go. I'm not worried at all, man. I think it's a blessing in disguise. I think they're going to be just fine.
I never once feared when I heard Chris Paul, you know what I'm saying, got the little ligament thing going on in his thumb. I'm like, okay, so, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
It's not really a big deal, you know what I'm saying? Like, my first thought, Flex, was that, okay, now he get to rest, you know what I'm saying, because he is older, you know what I'm saying? He is older. And like you made great points. I think DeAndre Ayton, I see the aggression that DeAndre Ayton is playing with compared to last year. And I was, you know, wanting to call him soft, you know what I'm saying? I always loved the kid, you know what I'm saying, his skill set. He's like a young Akeem, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Akeem was never really that forceful, mean player. Right. And as he got older and crabbier, then he became a mean Akeem Olajuwon, you know what I'm saying? But his skill set was crazy. And Aiden's skill set is through the roof. Like, I don't think there's a more skilled big in the NBA, to be honest. Like, when he can do everything. Right, he can do everything. He just can't shoot from three-point line, but he don't
want
to do that.
That ain't his bag.
Yeah, that ain't his bag. You know what I'm saying? But we talk about in that rectangle, you know what I'm saying, outside that rectangle on the block, oh, yeah, he handling his business. And, of course, Book, you know what I'm saying, I think Book coming to his own, man, and it's beautiful to see. Just watching him, you know what I'm saying, the maturation of Devin Booker, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mississippi Gulf Coast, you know what I'm saying, my man Book. And the rest of the cats, you know what I'm saying, I've just been proud to watch these cats, man. Campaign coming back. Like, and we got Craig back, which was big. I don't care what nobody said. Getting Craig back was huge. And then signing Biyombo, you know what I'm saying, like, was huge because now we got a big. JaVale McGee, huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, we needed bigs to be able to contend on that next level and win a championship. We are championship ready right now. And I'm just loving what I'm seeing from the Suns, bro.
I'm with you.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And Flex, you let us right to it, and JB, you said as much. They get Torrey Craig back at the trade deadline, Schaefer Jalen Smith, and then they get Aaron Holiday from Washington. So, as you mentioned, kind of the theme is the idea of, you know, letting CP, the veteran, the all-star fucking Hall of Famer veteran. The point god, if you will, get his rest until they really get to the end of the season, make that playoff push. When you see them acquire these guys, what do you think their roles are going to be in CP's absence?
Yeah, I mean, they all elevate. Everybody's got to elevate because not one man on planet Earth can do what CP does. So it's a collective effort, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, but the thing is, you're not talking about a young – you're talking about a team that came off a finals run that mm-hmm. has more experience. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing is they're all hungry for something. They all have – they all got incentives, man. And a guy like Torrey Craig, you don't have to change anything up offensively or defensively. Nope. He knows the scheme. He knows mm-hmm. the system. The team loves him.
He can play the 2 through 4.
Absolutely.
To be honest.
He can defend that no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the Suns, if you look at the numbers and the deep analytics this year, the Suns are actually a better team when Chris is not on the floor defensively, if you can mm-hmm. believe that. So I don't think they lose a step defensively, and I think offensively they become a little bit more dynamic, man. It's a crazy thing to think, guys, but, you know, you guys play ball. Y'all been around the game your whole life. Sometimes it's things that you can't put an analytical chart on.
I think what you're trying to say, Flex, is that younger legs, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're talking about running now. You know what I'm saying? When CP3 on the floor, he can move now. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He can move, but he's more so get half court, let's set this thing up, play half court ball, and then get back and play good defense. And the reason why Flex said that Chris Paul is more of a liability, now I don't like to use the word liability because
he's short.
So teams do a lot of switching with him, and they can get shots off because he's not a tall guy. He's very crafty defensively, even when he plays against bigger guys. But, yeah, without a doubt, I mean, you know, with these younger legs, you know what I'm saying, Aaron Holiday, you know what I'm saying, playing a 2/, he can play the one, getting Cam back, you know what I'm saying, to play the one. We're talking about running, right?
We're talking about running.
These cats go, and when we run, we get up on your ass by 25 points, you ain't going to win that game. So, yeah. Yes, sir. We love what we're seeing.
I'm with you. I think they're gonna add a dynamic that teams ain't normally seeing. And again, I'm going to be honest with y'all, 100, my guys. And this is the God honest truth. People may be like, y'all, Flex, you capping, man. Listen, let me tell y'all something. If I can pick, if I could have done this purposely and found a way to rest Chris Paul 4 to 6 weeks before the playoff run, I'd have done it. Load management, call it whatever you want.
It actually makes a lot of sense because the Suns are up, 6.5, I think, in the standings in the West. Yeah, so the reality is, to JB's point, almost kind of going back to the first question, if they're gonna run people off the block, literally, and they're gonna be able to get dubs during the regular season, we all know that the game slows down and they call games different in the playoffs. And that's where CP is gonna shine. He's gonna get to that right block and hit that 15 footer. That's where his bread is gonna be buttered in the playoffs. He don't even be running around with these youngins for the rest of the game. Let him rest.
Chill back, baby. Chill back. Drink some Gatorade, baby. Right. Chill back. Rest.
Let LeBron be a workhorse for his team. Right. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna talk about that in a second. Good God Almighty. Flex. Speaking of potential old heads or cats that just who got it and they might want to have one more taste at the ring. Trade deadline has passed. We saw the moves kind of, you know, making sense for more rotational pieces and stuff like that. But you know what time it is. This last month or two of the season, I mean, hey, do we need that? Do we have particular eyes on some folks in the buyout market? Are there any things that you're hearing that someone might slide in for that veteran minimum?
They are definitely looking. They're probing. They're being – James Jones is doing his job. And let me just say this without saying too much, because y'all know how this business is, right? You say too much, and then your phone stop ringing.
So. Right, right, right.
So check this out. I will say this. There are a couple guys that are negotiating or talking to their teams about buyouts that people aren't even hearing about. Okay. And I'll be honest with you. There's one guy in particular that if that could happen, I will give y'all this. Houston is indeed talking to Eric Gordon about a buyout. okay? Mm. Both sides want it. Both sides want it.
Okay?
Eric Gordon got no future in Houston. Houston's got a bunch of young dogs that are starting to get it together. We played them right before the injury.
Saw the thing.
Them kids ready to play. So a guy like Eric Gordon, if they could find a way to get a buyout, and now you go to that guy and you say, hey, dude, listen, not only do we give you more prorated money. Not only do we give you a chance to win a championship, but now you get a 4 to 6 week window to audition for your next contract.
Run that point, boy.
Run that point.
Because he's a bigger, stronger CP3.
Correct.
Right? Just
now,
not.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Not here. Right, just right. Not here. Yeah, not yet. He'll get there.
He'll get there.
He's just a bigger, stronger CP3.
Kid's a dog, and so
he can play defense.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. He can snipe the ball. He's actually leading the league in 3-point percentage. So I mean, that's a guy that you if the balls get rolling in the right direction, don't be surprised if you start seeing Phoenix talking in the mix. But there's a plethora of guys like that. So yeah, we doing our work, and we gonna leave no rock unturned. And James, I trust James and that staff. They always gonna try to improve the team, and especially in this situation, why not? You know what I'm saying?
But the great thing about it, Flex, too, is that we're a winning team. You know what I'm saying? So you got those veteran guys that want to get off squads. You know what I'm saying? And they're, you know, like you said, have no future where they are. And they're like, you know what? If I can get to Phoenix, you know what I'm saying, and be a part of this championship run and contribute, then trust me.
Hey, can I say one thing? And this is, some people know about this. You know, there's people that know about this, but this is the reality. Eric Gordon signed in Phoenix. He wanted to be in Phoenix a while ago. New Orleans matched the contract, but he actually signed with Phoenix, went public and asked New Orleans not to match the deal, and they did match it. But he actually signed as a free agent with Phoenix before this whole thing popped off.
Wow.
And so there's history behind it, and one of his best years in the NBA in his entire career was under Monty Williams. Wow. So there's a lot of backstory behind this. And I'll tell you right now, Eric going at his way, he'd be playing for the Phoenix Suns. So just keep that in mind. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying that if they can work something out, the Phoenix Suns will be right on the phone talking to Eric going, 100%.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Well, about a month and a half left of the season, regular season. Obviously, the Suns are in the number one spot in the West. But as we know, there's going to be some shaking and baking, moving and grooving, especially with this play-in tournament. So, Flex, in your mind, assuming that they stay one, let's just say for the sake of argument, they stay number one.
Mm-hmm.
Which team do you think would be most likely to give them the most hell in the first round, particularly if CP is still out?
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Keeping it 100. I got a feeling we're going to run into the Lakers again in the first round.
Oh, for God's sake.
I do. I just feel like we're going to end up with them again. And you know how that goes, right? When you play the Lakers and you play LeBron James, you're playing the NBA. And you got the referees and you got the LeBron factor and you got the TV ratings. You got all the stuff that comes with LeBron James. So that, to me, is the toughest matchup. But guess what? I know this team and I know guys around this team. I'm going to tell you right now, they want it. They want all that smoke. They're just a different knit group. This is a different animal that we're dealing with in Phoenix. So I think it's going to be the Lakers. I don't want to go through that again because I know what that entails. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't mind lining them up and sending Bron home again 2 years in a row and letting it. You know, let them understand and Valley Boys is real. We're going to get that Valley
really
Boys Association rocking.
Really real, son. You know what I'm saying? We really real. Look, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that L.A. going to be able to get there, man. You know what I'm saying?
I hope you're right.
I was about to say, I think it's going to be the Timberwolves.
I don't think L.A. going to make the playoffs this year, to be honest.
I hope you're right, my bro.
I really feel like LeBron doing all he can right now, and their team is in turmoil. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that we ain't really knowing.
Yeah.
But you know, LeBron think about what the hell Bronny gonna get drafted to. LeBron more worried about what Bronny gonna get drafted to, you know what I'm saying? So to be honest, I don't really care who we play first, huh? I don't care who we play ever. I really just think we're a better basketball team than everybody else we play, and really our destiny is in our own hands. And that ain't been said for no team in a long time.
So I'm
with it, man. I'm just excited. I'm excited to start going to some of these games because football season's over. So I'm finna start, you know what I'm saying, falling in. You know what I'm saying? Flex, you got some hookups, let me know.
I'm with you, baby. Baby, I'm with you. Hey, I'm going out soon. I'll be out there next month, man. So when I get out there, I'm going to hit you up, man. We're going to link up. We're going to be in there.
We're going
to be in there heavy, my G.
Shout out to my boy Rico Suave, you know what I'm saying, out here in the Valley. One of the DJs out here, the VJs out here in the Valley, one of the radio personalities. We're going to get out there. Sons, you're going to see my face a whole lot. And I'm going to be wearing all Valley Boys Association gear. You know what I'm saying? Go. So know that.
Pow. Well, look. That's a good jumping off point for the Valley Boys. But let's take it to the association before we let Flex on up out of here. So look, we saw it. I know you've talked about it. You probably tweeted about it. Hell, you probably podcast about it. The whole thing, everybody's talking about it. But damn it, we're going to talk about it. They made the mega trade. Harden Simmons. You know, Seth Curry goes to, who was it? Seth Curry. Who else went to Brooklyn?
Seth, Andre Drummond.
Yep, Andre Drummond. Yep, and then they got Paul Millsap. Yep,
Millsap. Whole bunch of dudes. Yeah.
Yep. I know. We know the
big dogs involved.
Yes. So listen, both of the stars got their way. You already know, being in the media, you know the shit goes. Certain people leak certain stuff, and you hear the different storylines. But they finally got their way. So now, as we mentioned, going this month and a half left the season, which squad do you think is going to get the most out of that trade, and why?
All right, so I'm out here on the East Coast. I'm right between Brooklyn and Philly, and I do a lot of back and forth between there. I know a lot of people involved. So I'm a B 100. I like what Philly did. They were already a fantastic basketball team. Joel Embiid is an absolute dog.
MVP level.
Yeah, MVP level. Tobias Harris doesn't get enough credit. Matisse Thybulle's an all-NBA defender. Yep. You got guys out there, and you were already playing without Ben Simmons. You just add James Harden. You lost nothing, man. You lost nothing, and you added James Harden. So I like what they did. On the Brooklyn side, though, you can't argue anybody lost here, man. I mean, now Kyrie, the mandate about to come off. The mayor about to take the
vaccine. Just about to say that, yeah.
So now Kyrie can play home and road games. KD's going to get right. And now you add Ben Simmons, and you basically tell Brody, listen, come in here, bro. Play defense, rebound, run the offense. You got two Hall of Famers to pass it to. Fresh new start. Let's rock. I like it for both squads. I like it a little bit more for Philly. But I tell you what, them dudes going to run into each other in the playoffs. That's going to be crazy shit to watch, man. There might be a couple old school Knick Miami Heat brawls.
Extra pushing and fisticuffs going on.
There's going to be some real dog stuff. So it's going to be fun. But I like it for both sides. I think it worked out. It's one of those trades, rare NBA trades, where you have an actual blockbuster that actually works for both teams. And it just made perfect sense. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Out here on the East Coast, that's all they're talking about.
Dr. Bridges, what do you think?
I believe the same thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad Ben Simmons got a chance to showcase himself again. And, he was acting like a hoe for the whole situation. He was. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't being very vocal. You know what I'm saying? He was just acting like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So he should have just been like, look, man, I don't want to be here. So figure out a way to get me out of here. You know what I'm saying? But either way it go, it's over. It happened and it's over. You know, so I know the city of Philadelphia. I know how they act. You know what I'm saying? So pretty sure he all kind of bitches and hoes all day, every day. They're happy to have a beard there. And he fits right in. You know what I'm saying? Because he has a Philly beard.
He does.
He fits right in.
He definitely has a Philly beard.
The five percenters are loving it. You know what I'm saying? Right now. You know what I'm saying? Having him in the city.
I mess with you.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I miss Philly. Philly, I miss you. I miss the city of Philadelphia, man. You know what I'm saying? And then the Nets, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I mean, they loaded at this point. They loaded. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But again, it's about chemistry.
They just added Gordon Dragic too.
Yeah, so it's about chemistry. But it's about chemistry. So you got to have that chemistry, you know what I'm saying? And are they going to develop that chemistry? Is Ben Simmons going to do what you said? Is he going to go in there and just run the offense? Is he going to want to, you know, be Brucey on, you know what I'm saying? Is it Brucey's time to shine? is he going to go with that attitude? You know what I'm saying? Like on with the longest yard? Like, is Kyrie going to stay for a whole season? Is Kevin Durant going to stay healthy? Like, it's so many what-ifs over there.
Yeah.
They're an uncertain basketball team, but they're loaded. You know what I'm saying? Trey was good for them, but I got more faith in Philly than I do in New Jersey, really. Brooklyn. I'm sorry. Brooklyn.
Yep.
Brooklyn.
I mean, honestly, the way I look at it, I think in the short term, you're going to see a lot more fireworks from the Sixers. But I think in the long term, it's actually going to be better served for Brooklyn, because now they're getting Seth Curry, who's a fantastic six man off the bench. They're going to get Joe Harris back. They just picked up Dragic. Yeah. And if they can get Ben Simmons to be like that point forward type of guy who doesn't have to worry about trying to hit the clutch side or really hit shots much at all, and just play defense at a high level and distribute, they may be better served if, as JB said, the chemistry can line up in time for a playoff run.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to be honest with ourselves, we're looking at the Bulls, we're looking at Miami. Those are cool stories. But ultimately, when the game slows down, it's going to be a real test. Now, Miami's been there. You got to give them credit. And DeMar is having a crazy season for the Bulls. You can't discredit that at all. But the reality is, with the mandate coming off, that's only going to give Kyrie this whole rest of the season to get back in the flow and everything. Now, that's all, I guess, depending on when Simmons actually starts to play, right?
Correct.
You know, he's going through his mental health stuff. I mean, you don't want to discount that either. That's a part of the mix.
Yeah.
But I think short term, it's going to be real flashy for the Sixers. I think longer term, I'm very curious to see what the Nets do. Like you said, I don't think there's any loser in the trade, per se. Well, Flex, you mentioned the Lakers. Oh, my goodness. You know, as you know, Flex, around this program to review, as JB will attest, we have a way of bringing up ideas and topics weeks before the talking heads get to them. It's just it's amazing. It's like we say it, and they watch our show. All of a sudden it's on First Things First or all these other stupid ass debate shows, but yet we said it first. On episode 203, our special Lakers correspondent, Dr. Tim Tinkle, indicated on December 10th that the Lakers should trade Anthony Davis. This was in December, and we had a nice discussion about it. He's out for 4 more weeks with a midfoot sprain. Everybody's talking about this Westbrook trade, but realistically, do they need to wheel and deal to get AD out of there to maybe get some of those young pieces to come back that help them in the bubble to win a title? Where are you at with this whole AD mess?
No bullshit. I'm 100%. And I ain't running the Lakers. I wish I was, but I ain't. But if I was running the Lakers, it won't stop at AD, brother. I'll be calling about LeBron, AD, and the whole damn squad. They just need to blow that up.
Listen,
LeBron made it very clear what his agenda is. He going to play wherever his son play. LeBron made it clear he's disappointed, and Clutch is disappointed because they wanted to trade Westbrook for John Wall, which is a Clutch client. So there's animosity there. You got the front office, you got players, you got a whole schism going on. At the end of the day, if I'm the Lakers, I'm cutting the losses, and I'm saying, yo, I'm getting whatever I can for LeBron. I'm getting whatever I can for AD. I'm starting from scratch because ain't nobody fucking with them boys in the Valley anyway. So that's how I'm rocking with it. Real talk, man. I mean, I'm being 100, man. You know, hey, Father Time is undefeated, man. LeBron ain't getting no younger. And so I think the writing's on the wall. I think there's already him putting it out there like, yo, I might not be here too much longer. So knowing that, I'd probably try to flip. Honestly, dog, another thing is, I mean, you might keep AD then and then try to get what you can for LeBron, but I blow the shit up because it's going nowhere. That's what I do.
Ooh.
That's what I do, dog.
I mean, I agree to a certain extent, but like, rightfully, I mean, let's just keep it funky. Like, Westbrook's the problem.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, Westbrook is the problem. He's like a square pig trying to go in a round hole.
Right.
When it comes to the Lakers, he is not good for them, right? He leads the league in turnovers, right? You know, so probably shooting percentage is probably trash. You know, he's probably in the lower percentile of shooting percentage. Mm-hmm. He's just not. Anthony Davis can be as Mr. Glass as he want to be, right? So, I mean, you're going to get a lot more for Anthony Davis than you're going to get for a Westbrook. I get it. And I understand the whole situation, you know what I'm saying, with John Wall being clutch, you know, with clutch, you know what I'm saying, all this other shit. But, I mean, yeah, Flex, you're right. It's going to have to blow up eventually. But, I mean, righteously, get rid of Westbrook. Try to get what you can get for AD. Let LeBron stay so y'all can save face. You know what I'm saying? Right, because if LeBron leave, they're going to be hot garbage, garbage juiced. Zoo dirt.
It's going to be, man,
I'm telling you, gorilla piss. It's going to be bad, bro. Like, for real, it's just going to be bad. So, you keep LeBron because LeBron sells tickets. You know what I'm saying? AD.
Yeah. I mean, and he's like, still playing at a high level. You can't.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Westbrook is my first out. Westbrook is my first out. Get rid of that boy. Send him somewhere where he can just go fuck up some shit. And, yeah, try to figure out, you know what I'm saying, a way. I mean, AD, he cool. He just he stay hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, he going to do that. But you know, he when he in there, he playing well. So I wouldn't blow the whole thing up just yet. I'd definitely get Westbrook the fuck out of there and try to get what I can get for him. But yeah, you can definitely get some role players for Westbrook. You can get some.
Yeah. And despite his high number, he'll only have one more year on that deal anyway. So somebody can take it if they want to.
The Knicks are taking. I'm out here, brother. Trust me, Knicks are taking.
Oh, Lord, I know they talk about blowing it up. Yeah. You're talking about blowing up. That's a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Right. Stephen A.
Leon Rose will take him. Right. Don't trip. He'll take him. But yeah, man, it's an interesting dynamic, man. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes there, man.
Now, look, we mentioned a few of those teams at the top, like the Bulls, like Miami, of course, out west. You got the Warriors, the Jazz are still lingering around. You got some teams that can make some runs. But Flex, you pay more attention to this shit than any of us. So when you look at the last stretch, who do you view as the contenders besides the Suns, and who do you view as the pretenders? Who's for real? And
all right, I'm gonna start West Coast. Obviously, Phoenix Suns are contenders.
Correct.
And Golden State's legit. Golden State's legit.
Especially when Draymond's healthy.
When Draymond's healthy, yep. Golden State's legit. Honestly, everybody else in the West, I don't believe in Memphis. I just don't. They're not ready. The Jazz ain't ready.
Dallas, so.
Right. All those teams are one and done. Lucky to be in the second round. Phoenix and Golden State in the West, and I'm going to tell y'all who I love in the East. I'm going to say it. I've been saying it from the jump. It's going to be Phoenix and Milwaukee again. When it all get down to it, run it back, baby. NBA
Finals. Yeah, boys, the rematch.
Let's finish it. Let's get Giannis now. We got my boy Biombo. We got my boy JaVale McGee. We got Torrey Craig back.
We got bigs.
Yeah, right,
we got bigs for that boy.
Sons and Foes Part 2, baby.
Let's go.
Part 2.
We got Where's baby. Where's that do that? You know, we got baby Holiday to go give his brother a little hell. Mm-hmm, you know, that's always good to have a little backyard.
Yep, back yep, yep. So, the three holidays, you know what I'm saying? Yep, yes, sir. I'm with it. I agree. I totally agree. Right? Yep. I totally agree. I want that. If it ain't, I want it. I need that. I want that. We're gonna bust their head. We're gonna bust their head and goddamn, we're gonna bring a championship. And we're gonna link up
out there, boy. Put that bad boy association.
Hey, if we win a championship, whatever the hotel we're gonna be able to get in, we stay in that thing for 3 days.
They're gonna catch us
on Central Avenue on a light pole, you know what I'm saying? Look like this, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we gonna be Liddy out there. Hey, I'm with y'all, man. Listen, I promise y'all, next time I'm out there, we gotta link up, guys. Hey, hold on. Benny, you in Michigan?
No, Benny,
I'm
LA.
I'm in LA. I'm out there though.
You think, I mean, things,
you know what I mean?
We gotta figure that out.
Yeah.
We figure that out, baby. Valley Boy Association. We figure that out.
Yeah, man.
We're gonna be here with it. We're gonna because they can't do nothing in LA. We ain't no restrictions out here.
Well, you ain't lying. We can do whatever,
you know what I'm saying?
Hit up Scottsdale, something crazy,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, you know. We can do whatever, baby.
We're going to shut that down. Yeah, listen, real quick, to answer your question, Phoenix, Golden State, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, those are the five real dogs.
Mm-hmm.
One of those five teams are going to be hoisting the trophy. My favorite is them boys in the Valley. That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
man. Hard to bet against that, as you said. Yes, you know, they were there. They got the team intact. CP will come back. Monty's a hell of a coach. James Jones a hell of an executive, and they got the pieces. But I like that. I like part two. I like Lethal Weapon Part 2, the sequel, baby. Get them back together.
Run it back.
Because I don't think Philly and Brooklyn and anybody else are going to put it together. I don't think Chicago, Miami quite have the horses to get to that level. Maybe win a series or two, but Milwaukee's been there. Phoenix has been there. So I like it. A damn show ain't going to be the fucking Lakers. They're going to be Cancun, baby.
Yes,
gone
sir.
Fishing. Oh, my God. Well, look, that's it. Flex, we ain't going to hold you. We appreciate you as always so much. Plug out your shows where people can find you, the whole thing, sir.
Hey, man, 98.7 Arizona Sports Post Game Show. PHNX Network with my guy over there, Greg Esposito and Sal Bookman, at Flex from Jersey on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Believe Podcast Network, KSRN, all that stuff, man. All that stuff. We gonna rock. It's down below. Y'all got it. Coast to Coast Podcast. Y'all got everything, man. Hey, I love y'all, my G's, man. I'm gonna be checking y'all out. Whenever y'all need me, just hit me up, man. Can't wait to link up with y'all, man. Y'all the best, guys.
No doubt, brother.
Appreciate you, sir. And listen, more to come. More to come as we get into the playoffs. So you will definitely be on a few times.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully with a championship celebration show. So, you know, we're going to put that in the air.
You already know. I'm a phone call away for y'all. Anything for y'all, man. I love y'all.
Yes, my man.
We appreciate you, sir. That's our guy, Flex from Jersey. Join us tapping in. Of course, make sure to follow him at Flex from Jersey on all social media platforms and check out his shows and post game with the Suns there on 98.7. Of course, tapping with us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media. Again, we are in podcast form, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Like, share, and subscribe. Just like Flex, we are a part of the Casual Sports KSRN Arizona family. Make sure to tap in with them. Live stream, you can always run these episodes back. Check us out in the visuals as well on the Believe Podcast Network. And as we were plugging like crazy, we are sponsored by Valley Boys Association Clothing. Go to valleyboysassociation.com and use code PODCAST22 for 20% off your order at checkout. And of course, tap in with our guy. It's timtobuy.com. Follow him on Instagram at timtobuy. Text him, review 515-444-7003. All right, so we covered a lot of basketball, JB, but let's get back to the old foosball with some review, reaction news, pow, pow, pow. Brian Flores, you got a job. You got a job. He is now the defensive assistant.
Call that boy Calvin.
Calvin got a job. Whack Arnolds, baby. And he's the defensive assistant and linebackers coach for the Steelers. Shout out to Mike Tomlin for doing him a solid. And here's a nice little wrinkle to this, JB, as we've been talking about this for the last few weeks. He declined to sign the NDA in paperwork, left millions of dollars on the table so he can speak out against the Dolphins. So first of all, what do you think about Brian Flores going to the Steelers and then what he did as he exited the Dolphins to keep that lawsuit going?
Shout out to Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. You know what I'm saying? Another show of class from that organization. Amazing. Again, and as far as Brian Flores, you know what I'm saying, declining that just shows the kind of man he is. You know what I'm saying? Even if you wouldn't have gotten this job, you know what I'm saying, he was made up his mind to say and said, this is what I'm going to do, period. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I blew the whistle and I'm going to keep blowing that bitch because – you know, y'all need to know what's going on out here in these NFL streets. So, shout out to B-Flow. You know what I'm saying? That job is going to lead to another job. He'll probably end up being a defensive coordinator there. You know what I'm saying? After this year, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? Who knows what happened? You know what I'm saying? But, again, shout out to the Steelers organization for being a class act and hiring a great football coach that's going to definitely help their defense go to the next level. So, shout out to them. Shout out to him.
And it's interesting just looking at the story here. Of course, you know, when something like that comes out, immediately the team is going to say, oh, it's false. Oh, he, that's false. His lawyer's got the receipts, man. He screenshotted. I'm not going to go into it because obviously a contract.
Of course.
But basically, when you look at that contract, it basically means you were only to say the most nice, family-friendly PG things about the Dolphins.
And
the hell?
Right.
I'm not doing that shit.
I don't work for y'all no more, motherfucker. Shit.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's when I'm under contract. I ain't under contract no more. Shit. Right. I'm over contract. Way above it. Way over. So fuck yeah.
Well, shout out to Brian Flores. You know, he's got the new gig, and he's fighting the good fight still. So that was the dope thing where he didn't have to drop the. That was my fear, right? That if he's going to take a new job, they're going to be like, "Can you drop the lawsuit?" But he didn't.
No, that's dope.
That's very dope.
That's to a man. That's nothing. You know, that's not embarrassing. That's a man saying, look, I've been wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I know wrong when I see wrong, and I'm blowing the whistle. So, hey, again, shout out to the Steelers for continuing to be a class organization.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, JB, you talked about, I believe, last week. That was before your power went out. Pow. And, by the way, how are we? I meant to ask you at the beginning. How are we in the power situation? We good?
No, everything's straight now. Like I said, this happens in Mesa a lot. It's just like they have blackouts. You know what I'm saying? when shit just fucking goes out, it ain't nothing to do with my fucking power. It was the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you look out the window, it ain't shit cracking. It's like, nah, that's what happened.
Mm-mm-mm. But listen, speaking of getting the power back on, you were talking about it last week. We brought it up. Well, the XFL and the NFL reached a collaboration agreement to innovate together on the game rules, officiating, health, and safety. But the XFL is claiming that they're not a developmental league. And we have a special message here from friend of the show, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, talking about, because he is now the owner of the XFL. Let's check out what The Rock had to say about this as we pull it up here on the shared screen. This shit will play. All right, let's try this again. Pow, pow, pow.
Excited. I am motivated. And, man, this one is humbling. I am so honored to be able to share this very big announcement with you guys that the XFL is officially collaborating with the NFL, the National Football League. And the whole idea about the XFL-NFL collaboration is to grow the game of football, the game that we all love, the game that we are passionate about. Now that the XFL is joining forces with the NFL, with one goal in mind, which is innovation opportunities to advance the game of football. But in addition to, you know, the innovation opportunities, we're also looking to not only grow the game of football, but also create opportunities for player development on and off the field. And as an XFL owner, as you guys know, my number one priority will always be the players and creating more opportunities for them. So we're just getting started. What a force to be reckoned with, the XFL and the NFL. I'll keep you guys posted. I love you guys. Here we go.
Wow. Excited. Wow. Wow. Cool.
I mean, that's more jobs. You know what I'm saying? It's not a developmental league. They won't say it is, but any league that's partnered or paired with the NFL is a developmental league. Because NFL is the league. That they're the upper echelon. They're the top. They're the star on top of the Christmas tree, right? So you no matter what, any league that's in cahoots with the NFL is going to be a developmental league. It is what it is, right? So you ain't got to say it, but as long as you're not rivaling the NFL, now the XFL is literally they're literally in the same bed as the NFL now. They're definitely a developmental league, and that's cool. More opportunity for guys to play.
Smart move.
Yeah, more opportunity. Oh, hell yeah, way smart. More opportunities for guys to play. And again, it's going to make the NFL a better product because now these guys are going to come in free agents. Not what it's going to do. Honestly, it's going to make it harder for these young cats, you know what I'm saying, that's out here fucking around, these first, second-year cats that the NFL bring in. Like, now it's going to be a little different, right? So you're not going to have 2 or 3 years of leeway to get it right because there's going to be a free agent that's fresh out the XFL that's ready to play and that's going to come in and going to be on point. So it's just going to raise the level of everybody, right? You got to bring it. If you don't, you know what I'm saying, your ass is going to be permanently in the XFL or the what's the other one, the AFL?
Actually, that would be the USFL because the USFL is starting in 2023. So speaking of which, JB, the USFL had its inaugural draft yesterday, 35 rounds. God damn.
Well, they had to fill all teams. Yeah, so.
It was divided up by positions. Yeah. And the game started in April. So based on what you've heard from the XFL, who is starting next year, and we've talked so much about NFL Europe and how the other spring leagues have failed, do you think the USFL is putting themselves in a position to succeed?
Again, as long as they don't rival the NFL, you can have many tributaries that run to the sea that is the NFL, right? They can't have enough avenues to bring good players in. So as long as they don't rival the NFL, they're going to be just fine. They're playing in the spring. So there's no way they can rival the NFL. So as long as they don't rival, and that XFL starts in 2023, I get it. Yeah. But more football. Let me see it. As long as they ain't playing, trying to play on the same day, and you know what I'm saying, same times and all that shit. Just, you know, coexist. And, like, let's have a shitload of football. I'm loving it. I'm excited about this shit. Like, I think the USFL, I think they're cool. Just, again, what is it, 8 games? You know what I'm saying? And they have their little playoffs and their championships, something like that. So, they good. That's 2 months of football. So, April, May, you know what I'm saying, June, maybe the championship game in July. That ain't, look, that's right around the time the NFL start, you know what I'm saying, mini camps.
Right.
So you're going to have cats that have played, and they're going to be able to slide in the mini camp. They're going to sign them as free agents. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a really good deal, man. It's just a really good deal for both the XFL and the USFL. For real, for real. It's a real good deal.
Yeah, and listen, OG reviewers know that we've talked about the first go around with the bring back of the XFL. We talked about the AAF. I feel like there might have even been one more league that I can't even think about, but yeah, I know it's
some bullshit,
and it didn't work. And now,
another thing, Benny, real quick, don't try to get too big, right?
Right.
Don't try to get too big. Understand,
8 teams total in the USFL, yeah, at least.
Understand that you're low budget. Find a place that can accommodate, you know what I'm saying, people, like, you know what I'm saying, a junior college stadium, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't got to be something spectacular, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep it small. Have a good product. Same NFL rules football-wise, officiating-wise. Again, have a good product and keep it small. And all these leagues below the NFL, these two leagues below the NFL can coexist and have great success and longevity and be there and be just like the NFL Europe. NFL Europe was great because it's still alone because it was in Europe.
Right.
Right? There was nothing to rival it. That's why NFL Europe was so great. That's why I hate that they, you know what I'm saying, they did away with it.
Right.
Excuse me. But with all this COVID crap going on, NFL Europe could have never survived. Right? But, yeah. So just keep it low-key. Good product. Don't develop too much overhead. Like, you got to pay these guys. Right, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, keep it smooth, satisfy the players, keep the players happy, good product, and keep that pipeline rolling to the NFL.
Yep. Because if you think about it, whether it is the USFL or XFL, I think some of the fatal flaws with the past things, like they tried to expand too big, and they, even though it was in the spring, they were trying to do things at an NFL level in the spring, where they were playing the same stadiums. It was a lot of the same markets, but
like the AFL, right? Remember
that? Right, the AAF, the Alliance.
The AAF, they're a perfect example, right?
Yes, of what not to do.
Yeah, playing in college stadiums, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Come on, man, you.
Yeah,
over here.
Nope. Whereas with the USFL, like, they have like the Birmingham Stallions, they have like these they're mid-sized cities in mm-hmm. football-hungry communities that mm-hmm. don't have, like, Alabama doesn't have a pro team, so nope. It's like, but they love football.
Yes.
So if you give them football in the spring at in a place where you can pack it out every time and not try mm-hmm. to act like you are an NFL type
team,
yeah. You can win that way. God damn it, you know what I mean? Now, look, speaking of amateurism, JB, all right, we're going to talk about it. You know what happened to my guys, but hey, you're talking to a man in Juwan Howard that played in the league 17 years. He's from the south side of Chicago. When he says, don't touch him, for those that didn't see it, he got into a little handshake skirmish, dust up, fisticuffs, as JB used earlier in the program.
Adonibrook.
And for those that didn't see it, God damn it, we're going to show you the full video right now, the play-by-play, the blow-by-blow. Hey, maybe JB will even want to give a little commentary on this. Let's show exactly what happened here. At the end of this game, Michigan was getting whooped, and they were full-court press, so Wisconsin called a timeout. And then at the end of the game, this is what happened.
To 63. Going over immediately to shake hands. Now he's going to get in the line.
So he goes up.
Interesting finish here. 77.
Says, don't touch me. Gets in his way. Finger in his face. He's about to mush his ass.
He goes. This is a victory slap.
Was not happy about that timeout.
Here it is. Bow!
Bitch.
They went from basketball announcers to boxing announcers.
Right. Oh, Juwan Howard just threw a right hand, a right cross. He slapped him. Listen.
This is an ugly scene.
Yeah, it was a little melee, you know what I'm saying? A fake ass Madison and Palace. Listen, if a man tells you, don't touch me, don't touch him. All right? You know, so there's a thing called coach etiquette, right? There's a thing called coach etiquette. When you're up by a certain amount of points, you got a certain amount of minutes left in the game, you put your second string in, right, to show good faith and say, hey, you know, we're good fight. We got the better of y'all tonight. We're going to take our dogs out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all take y'all dogs out and keep y'all dogs in, whatever. It don't matter. We're going to back off the gas, right? Full court press, call a timeout with seconds left in the game. Yeah, I'll be mad too. That's embarrassing. That's demoralizing. Now I'm starting to take this shit personal, right? That's cool. So, Juwan Howard simply told him, I'm going to remember that shit. That's what he told him when he pulled his mask down. I'm going to remember that shit. I read his lips. He said it. I'm going to remember that shit. And then he went to shake his hand. He gave his hand a shake, but he was like trying to keep it pushing. Dude was like, nah, don't, you know, hold on now. Nah, ain't no hold on now. I done told you. All right? I shook your hand. That's a requirement. And I'm keeping it pushing. But you want to get in my face and try to say whatever, whatever. I don't give a fuck what you're saying at this point. I told you what I needed to say. I shook your hand. And that's that. What you going to tell me? Nah, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. You did it. You showed me what it's like. All right? So, Juwan Howard, I commend you, sir, and I'm glad, Michigan, that you didn't fire that man, because that would have been some bullshit. Right. It's a game. Men get heated. It is what it is. I done seen coaches get heated. Come on, Bobby Knight used to do all kind of shit and never got fired. Wild right?
Shit. Yeah.
Shit to players and never got fired. Right. So, I'll be damned, you know what I'm saying, if that man would have got fired for that shit. No matter what, a lot of these fucking prude-ass white people say, oh, my God, there's no place in college basketball for that. Like, but Bobby Knight, I'm going to keep bringing him up. This motherfucker was hell on wheels, right? And y'all just let this motherfucker get away with murder all day.
For decades, right?
Centuries. Right. Yeah. So, look. This is what it is, man. You can't, like, this is a low-level shit, but when I coach youth league football, coaches used to get mad at me because the score would go higher than they wanted it to, but I would take my starters out and run the same plays. It ain't my fault you can't stop them. I ain't throwing the ball. The ball ain't going in the air. The ball's on the ground. You know what I'm saying? You guys can't stop it. It ain't my fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but again, there's just a code of ethics when it comes to coaching. And I think guard stepped over that line. He stepped over that line big time. And Juwan, I'll let him know how he felt. And Buddy tried to make amends right there. It ain't time to talk at that point.
Right. Yeah, so Juwan gets suspended for the remainder of the regular season. I mean, look, Michigan's having kind of a down year. They started up high, and I really haven't seen much of them this year, so I can't really call as to why this year went the way it did. And listen, by the way, we got to be for real. Like, had Michigan won the game, none of this shit's happening. I mean, it's just one of those things in the heat of the battle, as you mentioned. So, did I expect him to get suspended for several games? Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, definitely not a fireable offense, and you know. I mean, hey, it takes two to tango. Wisconsin, even though homie didn't throw a slap, well, you saw all of his assistant coaches getting spicy. They were barking like a dog on a chain behind the fence.
Right.
So they were doing their thing. So, you know, hey, it is what it is, and they'll move past it. And finally, speaking of throwbacks, very interesting news to end on. JB, it's coming back. Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Lil Baby, and Fanatics brand acquire Mitchell and Ness. Are we taking it back to your drafting year? Are throwbacks coming back?
Oh, shit.
Throwbacks.
Throwback O.J. Simpson. Hey, look, there was a song, and I don't know exactly who sang the song. I'm going to have to find it. But it was a Chopped and Screwed song, and it was called Throwbacks, right? Where they really, like, was going in on just how tight the throwbacks was, right? You know what I'm saying? And, yes, throwbacks was the shit. Especially when I first got drafted to Philadelphia, Mitchell and Ness is located in Philadelphia. Like, man, that's dope as hell, man. I'm happy to see that, man. But, like, with that being said, it's just most shit for these punk-ass young kids to bite on. I mean, I get it's a money thing, but I was just talking a bit the other day with my folks about sneakers, right? How all of a sudden everybody a fucking sneakerhead, right? We used to think sneakerheads was weird. Am I right or wrong? We used to be like, yo, you really paid all that money for them goddamn shoes? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's been building that way, though, for a long time. Right. Hypebeast and those websites. Yeah.
Right. You know, but I'm saying, like, but the internet, bro. The internet. It's the internet, bro. It's the internet. Yeah. It's social media. You know what I'm saying? Social media. Like you said, yeah. But, like, a lot of them, like, bro, StockX been around, bro. StockX ain't just start.
Yeah.
StockX been around forever, right?
Yep.
But again, like I said, we think sneakerheads was weird. Like, you paid all that money for them shoes. Like, I mean, they dope, but goddamn, bro. Like, now it's commonplace. So it's just something for the young cats to bite, you know what I'm saying? But I'm kind of excited about it. I might, you know what I'm saying? There's a couple throwbacks I didn't get when I was younger that I might might try to fall into. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. But yeah, shout out to them, man.
So you were just like right when throwbacks really peaked around like 02 to 04, 01 mm-hmm. to 04, let's say. Mm-hmm. So I was in eighth and ninth grade, so I didn't have no money for fucking throwbacks. It's just like $200 a piece. What did you in your day, what did you have in the closet? What did you have?
I had the throwback Reggie White, the Philly, you know what I'm saying? The green and silver. The green and silver joint. This is like
state,
you know what I'm
looking like state property security, baby. Good.
Yeah, you know I mean, I had that joint. I had, you know what I'm saying? I had the throwback Reggie. I mean, not Reggie. I had the throwback OJ Simpson, the Buffalo with the old Buffalo Bill on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. We had the throwbacks. You know what I'm saying? I had the Babe Ruth because you know I'm a Yankees fan.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I had the Babe Ruth. You know what I mean? I had a lot. I had a few. You know what I'm saying? I had a few. I had like four or five. I didn't have a lot. You know what I'm saying? But like, just, you know, I had the Jerry Rice. I had a throwback Jerry Rice. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, I was a 49ers fan growing up. Jerry Rice, my guy. But yeah, other than that, I didn't have many. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't one of them. I wasn't fabulous. You know what I'm saying? Walking around, you know what I'm saying? The throwback every day. That wasn't me. So I'm happy it's coming back. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know, it's just a different style of swag. But don't expect me to go run out and buy no throwback, bro.
Hey, everything old
I got a throwback on my wall, shit.
Right. Yeah. The one that's his, damn it.
Right.
And hey, and listen,
Jeremy Bridges.
Hey, fashion, everything old becomes new again, but youngins, Gen Z, if you're going to try to bring back throwbacks, make sure you have the right fitted and the right Air Force Ones to match. Do it right if you're going to do it correct. Don't be faking the funk and doing, you know what I mean, some bogus and trying to add random ass shoes that you found on StockX or this, that, and third. Nah, man, we ain't doing that. That's it, folks. We appreciate you tapping in with us. I think Dr. Bridges is frozen, but if he has, we'll wrap this thing up. Follow us on all social media at JB and Benny Blue. Of course, tap into our YouTube channel for all content, including some new shorts and all different type of snippets and clips from our past shows. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. Follow JB at 73KingJB73 and follow me at Benny Blue Eyes. Of course, tap in here on our TikTok. Please follow us on TikTok. I know we're with the kids now with the TikTok, but hey, we got to do it with this whole promo game. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Podcast form, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like, share, subscribe. You know what to do. Available on casualsports.com and the Believe Podcast Network. Tap in with JB here. Bernie Bridges Podcast live streaming on Tuesdays. Shout out to our family at the AAT Sports _ and All About the Birds. Baby, sponsored by Valley Boys Association. ValleyBoysAssociation.com. Code podcast22 for 20% off. And our guy, it's timbuy.com. Text review to 515-444-7003. And that's it, reviewers. We love you so much. Until next time, we are out, baby. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.